I see the world for what it is, beyond the white and the black. The way the government downplays historical facts. Cause the United States sponsored the rise of the Third Reich. Just like the CIA trained terrorists how to fight, build bombs and sneak box cutters onto a flight. My words will expose George Bush and Bin Laden as two separate parts of the same seven-headed dragon. And you can't fathom the truth, so you don't hear me. You think Illuminati's just a f***ing conspiracy theory? That's why conservative racists are all running shit. And your phone is tapped by the federal government. So I'm jamming frequencies in your brain when you speak to me.
And it's Boston, Massachusetts today to bring you a conspiracy that may change the way you think about even our Earth. And with that interesting title being said, I want to talk to you guys about hair. Hair. It's been part of fashion for many years. I mean, right now, people dye it black, people dye it all sorts of crazy colors. So it's colors with colors in them. And, you know, some people do it for change, some people do it because they want to, some people do it to rebel, some people do it to show that they're, like, part of, like, some sort of group or class. At any point, it's a sign of fashion, it's a sign of personality. And it's basically become a way of modern life, ever since, like, the 1980s, practically, when hair was just famous. I'm not saying that before then, like, someone could not be famous for their hair, but it was more common in, like, the early to mid-80s that it got really popular. So, that being said, there's also something that people are twice as concerned about when it comes to hair. Losing the hair on their head. And, you know, losing hair is basically part of our lives. I mean, it's said that we lose thousands of hairs each day without really noticing it. That's because they grow. And, you know, people shave their facial hair for men, legs for women, you know. And, you know, every once in a while we get a haircut. Well, there are some people who happen to lose their hair. And, you know, they have, like, either multiple or, like, a few bald spots on their head, or hair just doesn't grow anymore because it's just stopped growing. But at that same time, hair grows in other places, like in your ear, a lot of it in your nose, and it's disgusting. You know, I mean, I know it's natural, but that's the thing. Nature is showing us a sign. It's saying, stop polluting. No more global warming, and all this, else will hit you where it hurts. You see, nature isn't stupid. It's observed us for many, many years, and it knows how much we love our hair. And this knowledge of our hair loving isn't making our chances of having it grow in vast places any better. And, you know, there are some places where hair just shouldn't grow, like your ears. You're supposed to be able to hear, and that's probably why people get deaf over time. And not just deaf, like they cannot hear, but they can hear, but very muffled. And, you know, I think I was like that as a child one time, too, because my dad would call out to me, and then I'd be like, what? What? That's what's all waiting for us. Because of nature. It's making us lose our hair. But this could also be something with nature and people. Not just the government. This isn't any governmental hate speech. This is about corporations. You see, these corporations may, you know, maybe it's there. And it's that crazy meth word that's in there. I know it starts with meth because every time I see it, I'm like, ha ha, they put an illegal drug in our hair. But, you know, deep inside, no, that's not it. Or it could be like any of those weird things. Maybe even the color causes this. But they're just not willing to release it. And, like, you know, every time there's been a test, maybe they didn't even put it in there. So, you know, I think that also may be part of it, too. The nature combined with people trying to make profit are doing this. Because Let's start from step one. You notice, you know, you're born. And then you grow your hair. And then you take your first shower. And most of the time, well, first bath or shower. And then most of the time, your mom will put soap in your hair, you know, to make it all soft and pretty. And then, you know, that whole cycle happens for the majority of your life. You'll shower with shampoo and all that. Well, there may be an ingredient in the shampoo that dissolves your hair away painlessly. Kind of like that stuff that, you know, women or maybe even men can use this. I don't know. But they put it on their legs when they're shaving. And after they're done shaving, and it dissolves the hair. And that may be what's going on. You never know, you know? Because every time that we have, you know, reported our hair missing, it's been, you know, just random people. But when are we going to become next? I think that our hair has some, like, depending on your hairstyle and, you know, your hair thickness, your hair stuff, all that, how much your hair's been damaged, how much your hair's been strengthened, I guess. But I think it all has to depend on the type of hair you have. Like, if you have soft, silky hair, you know, that, like, every time you don't even have to put conditioner in it, it's just, oh, feels like you polished your head and put a weight, like, and put, like, a hairy texture on it. And then, you know, that hair can get dissolved a lot easier because it's, like, usually going to be thinner. And then, boom, you're bald. And then if you have, like, rough, curly hair, it's going to take you a little while more to be bald. And I don't think that this isn't scientifically proven, but I think that this is a very well elaborate theory. Because think about it. People lose their hair all the time, and sometimes it's even premature. So how would you know whether or not it was, you know, on purpose? I think it always is on purpose. It's either the corporations, it's either nature, or both. And then we also have to take into account of the after effects. So not only are they making us bald, they're making us crazy. Because think about it, what do you do when you get bald? Most people try, like, oh, how do I get this hair back on my head? Or they either get a wig, or they'll just cover it up with a hat. Do you notice that all those products are linked to something that covers up your baldness? All hair-related products. So, not only is this baldness from the shampoos making money, and nature making money for the shampoo people, it's also making money for the wig makers, for the hat makers, and for, like, those miracle growth spray makers. And, you know, there's even, like, some other things where it's, like, electrocute your hair, and your hair molecules, cells will exfoliate or something, and your hair will grow. And, you know, it's all a cycle. You know, as you get balder, you know, you still are spending a decent amount of money, and then boom, you're spending a lot of money trying to get that hair back, and then soon it declines when you find a method. You see, if that was a graph, a stock market graph, at first it'd be like, all right, we're doing good. Then once you hit that bald point, it's like, holy crap, our stock skyrocketed. And then you fall down. That falling down is eventually going to not matter because then another person skyrockets. Explosions are happening everywhere. And there's nothing we can really do to stop this. You know, I would say, oh, just stop shampooing your hair, you know, it'll be fine. But then, you know, your hair gets greasy and you look like a slob and it's just bad. And there's nothing we can do except recycle. Not put in any chlorofluorocarbons. I don't think we have. We can also stop global warming. You know, cutting down all of that sort of stuff. Not experiment with nuclear weapons. That's obviously pissing the world off. quit building highways, stopping warring, and stopping landscaping and construction that is unnecessary except to human life. Surface mining. Destruction of the ozone layer. It's piling up, people. It is piling up. Soon, all the hair in America, and not even just in America, this applies to all countries, all nations, all cities, all states, all counties, all districts, all cities, all towns, all... I know I'm repeating myself, but that's the point. This is so hugely, you know, impactful that it's indescribable. You know, what are we going to do without our hair? Nothing. I mean, there are some people who can go off with no hair and look tough. And then there are people who just look weird. And then there are girls who just look unattractive. You know? Whenever some celebrity woman cuts her hair, it's all over the thing. Imagine when every woman loses their hair. Then the newspapers will be making money. And then the newspaper men will be making money. And then, since that's going to happen, the wigs are going to keep selling money because people do not want to lose their hair. And then they'll be trying to make up all these theories, and then all the fraud people are going to try to make money off of it, saying, oh, well, this is proven to put your hair back on your head. And then, you know, there are those companies that you know, that they randomly pop up when you're watching a YouTube thing, and it's like, oh, you're the 10,000th viewer, and you can get this prize. And then they're going to be saying that they sell hair, you know, hair beauty supplies. And then that's going to make money for them because some people are going to buy it. There are idiots around the world. And then spam mail will increase, saying, are you not happy with how bald you are? This is a snowball effect. Once the world gets just tired of us, it's going to make us lose all our hair. It will snowball. More people will keep losing their hair. And soon we'll be asking for the monkeys to shave themselves to give us hair. And I don't think we should be the ones taking orders from monkeys. Monkeys should be taking orders from us. Because technically, we're their cousins. And they deserve to contribute something back to us. I mean, we taught them sign language. We haven't destroyed their banana stock. Think of all the things that we've done for monkeys. Think of how many things the monkeys have done for us. What have monkeys done for us? Let's talk about monkeys. Not only are we going to get affected by this, but let's see the effects that this will have on monkeys. So, we lose our hair. We turn to the race of animals closely related to us in the whole animal kingdom. Boom, monkeys. People want their hair. PETA gets upset. Boom. You know, monkeys are completely bald. They're dying. PETA gets angry. PETA starts throwing paint at people's hair to mess it up. And then, you know, PETA's gonna, like, destroy all the monkey fur by marking it with paint that you can't wash off because monkey fur is just terrible to work with. Then we're gonna go to things like lions. And then they're going to be like, oh, you shaved the lion's mane off, and now it doesn't feel like a man, so it's not reproducing. Boom. You know, once they start to be put on the endangered list, PETA's going to start doing that to our hair again. Boom. We're going to go through every animal that has enough hair to shave off of it to put on one head, and we're going to do that to multiple of them. This doesn't just affect people. This affects the world. And its creatures. And more than just that. I mean, think of how many things go into the whole process of showering. So you have water. You have heat. So now the heat and gas companies are going to go out. Mostly because most people won't be taking showers. Not the heat and gas, the heat and water. So, you know, they might not go out of business. But they won't be making as much money. But the wig companies will be booming. So that kind of makes up for the whole economical thing. Also, shampoo businesses will run out, because who wants to shampoo a wig that, you know, they could just have a spare wig that, you know, oh, well, since I just got out from workout, I'll just wear this on all the rest of my workouts. Here's a new one, I'll just wear this one out of town. You know, things like that. You know, the wig companies, the Miracle-Gro for your head companies, they will be booming with profit. And I don't think we can stop that. But there is something we can do to halt the process of it. Because by the my calculations that I have just come up with in 2 seconds, I think that this world is in for something, and it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be horrible. People will lose interest in other people. You know, men will not appeal as they used to women until, you know, later in the years when people adapt to, you know, liking their personality for a change. So, boom, we have that. Positive. Boom. Check. Also, all these toxins and stuff that are created from factories that produce shampoo won't be being released, so the nature will be happier. Boom. Check. Let's see. Walmart won't be as crowded when I need to get something, because most people won't be in the shampoo aisle when I'm looking for my deodorant. Check. Mirrors will no longer exist because people will polish their heads. You know, the people that can't afford it, so you'll just be able to stop in the street and say, oh, my wig was a little tilted. So, you know, people won't need mirrors as often. Check. Also, with the whole mirrors thing, people won't be as self-conscious. Check again. You know, there are a whole bunch of positives and a whole bunch of negatives to this thing, but it's still something to avoid because it's a change, and as people of the world, we do not like change. There are some change that we know we are able to comply with, but then there's also the change that we are not willing to provide with, you know, to comply with. Like yesterday, we were going to have steak and potatoes on a baked beans night, and I was angry. I was like, whoa, steak and potatoes, no baked beans. Why baked beans? To be honest, I hate baked beans. They're just disgusting. They're almost as disgusting as creamed corn when it's uncooked. So, as I say that, I am afraid that this will be the last part of this episode. So, you know, check out the website, The Boston Files. Files with a Z. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. Files with a Z. The Boston Files with a Z. .wordpress.com. And I have also released some YouTube videos out of, you know, the new upcoming album produced by Austin, Texas, and myself called A Day with Boston. And it's basically just a bunch of songs. Like right now, I have released Nature's Revenge and Fruit Punch Anthem. You can check them out on YouTube under Fruit Punch Anthem by Boston, Massachusetts. Well, Fruit Punch Anthem - Boston, Massachusetts. Or Nature's Revenge - Boston, Massachusetts. And as you all know, Massachusetts is M-A-S-S-A. Chu-Settes. Massachusetts is basically what it is, but I like to call myself Boston, Massachusetts. And, you know, Austin is in the process of making some songs too, so we will release them as we go. So subscribe to Boston, Massachusetts on YouTube, and I will release the videos. Also, follow The Boston Files on Twitter. I have made a Twitter on, you know, for The Boston Files. So follow us on Twitter, subscribe to us on YouTube, like our Facebook page. You know, anything you can, guys can do to support, we at the Boston Files Conspiracy Company enjoy. So thank you for listening. TheBostonFiles.wordpress.com. Also, Twitter, YouTube. Subscribe, follow. Thank you. But wait, one more message. I will give you a sneak preview of my new song, Fruit Punch Anthem, right now. So this has been Boston, Massachusetts with the Boston Files, signing off. And play. I don't want to get in some Kung Pao chicken, I just need my fruit punch. Put away your knuckle sandwich, all this guy wants is some fruit punch. Fruit Punch, the breakfast of champions.